We start this service this word observation, and we greet all brothers and sisters who are joining now online, our friends worldwide, very warmly, in the name of our Lord. We are grateful for the possibility which the Lord has given unto us, despite of all this worldwide pandemic, to hear God's word in this kind of way. We are grateful for the translators. We are grateful for the brothers in the technique, and also for our two sisters who have sung live. May the Lord bless us together, wherever you are now, tonight. May He bless us through His Word, through His Holy Spirit. Before Brother Schmidt prays with us, and Brother Frank will then serve us with the Word of God, I read us a word from the Scripture. We all know that the time of grace is coming to its end. The second part of this year has already started, and the Lord comes soon. That's what we are waiting for. May also this word observation serve for the purpose that the Lord prepares us through His Holy Word and Spirit. I read from John, Gospel of John, the well-known word from chapter 14, from verse 1. John 14, verse 1, here the Lord says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." I'm grateful to God for this word. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. And this we are doing with all our hearts, also tonight. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise and thanks. What a promise. He will come again to fetch us. For He wants that wherever He is, we may be also. Praise be to the name of the Lord for His precious word, for everything what the Lord is doing. Now I ask Brother Schmidt to pray with us. Our Heavenly Father, we are here, and although not many, as usual, but we know all who believe your word and who believe you, that's how we become one in you and in your name. We thank you that we have these possibilities to listen and to hear, to be present, although far away from one another, and nevertheless gathered in your name, we are one. We thank you for the grace and faithfulness, as already said, for the possibility which you have given unto us to hear your word, which you kept for us, which you stored in, and we always can partake of it, to feast in your word. So I ask you, Lord, I ask you for your grace, for all. I repeat, for all who are listening now, for all who receive and believe your word, all who believe you, please be merciful to all of us. Keep us together in your word, through your spirit, and give grace so that your word can reach all who are ordained for eternal life. We thank you that you have given us this grace. Amen. I also greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord. I have to extend greetings to you from many brethren from South America, from North America, from everywhere, South Africa, Central Africa, from Europe. Yes, we are joined in the Lord. And Dr. Mbie, he told me, please, greet the church worldwide. We are grateful for the revealed, precious, and holy word. Brother Cecil from Pretoria, Brother Ngonga, Brother Andre from Montreal, Brother Nyagi from Nairobi. Yes, one could continue. Brother Müller from Germany, the brethren from Switzerland, Austria. Yes, from all over Europe, from everywhere. All are sending greetings worldwide. In particular, I rejoiced of the phone call from Cordoba, Argentina. Also there, they are listening now and are watching now and having part in that what God is doing. From Mozambique, yes, from everywhere, to the Lord be the thanks with all our hearts. That we can live in a very special period of time, arriving. All understand it, believers as unbelievers. And nothing will be anymore as it was. Most surely it will become worse, because all of the creation is waiting for it, that it is delivered of the corruption. And also we, as we heard it in the word of introduction, we are longing for it to be with the Lord. We are very, very grateful to the Lord, as already mentioned, also for all the languages, for the technique, for everything. We are grateful to God. And we really assume that all worldwide will be blessed. Time and hour recognizing it. Hearing the last message, the last call, experiencing their personal preparation unto this glorious day. You all know, for us it is so important, and time and again, it must be emphasized. In Matthew 24, we have the promise of the food which would be given out. We have it in Amos 8, the promise that God would send a hunger, not a hunger for bread and not a thirst for water, but to hear His words. Then we have the testimony of Brother Branham. We have heard it, and we believe it with all our hearts, that the Lord God has sent him to bring the last message, the scriptural message. And brothers and sisters, let us say it in the presence of God. In this Bible, we have the first and the second covenant, the Old and the New Testament. And to a testament, nothing may be added. The testament includes all the heirs, and we are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. Just like the Lamb of God was foreordained before the foundation of the world to die for us, to bring in the new covenant, to shed the blood, to give the reconciliation and forgiveness, so we and are ordained before the foundation of the world, foreordained to believe God's holy, precious word, to hear it, to believe it, and to experience the promises which are given therein, personally. It's really today on my heart to just briefly speak about that God is watching over His word and over them who believe His word. And as sure as we believe the promises of God, carrying them in us, so sure God will fulfill them in us and with us and through us. To this subject, which will lead to the completion, I would like to read two scriptures. We all know the Lord Himself will complete His work with His bride church. In the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 28, verse 21, a very wonderful word is written. Isaiah 28, verse 21. For the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim, He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon. that he may do his work, his strange work, an awesome work, and bring to pass his act, his unusual act. The Lord himself did the redemption work. He is the Redeemer. And he who started, he will also finish. And the greatest and the mightiest power of God will be manifested in the church when everything will be restored. And when we have the direct personal connection with God. Listen once again, dear brothers and sisters. For the Lord shall rise up as in the Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work with his church, then with Israel, and with all the world. He will complete his work. Now, let us go to that what is written in Joshua chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10, because to this Isaiah refers to Joshua chapter 10. Here it's written the following. Joshua 10, verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said, in the sight of Israel, he said, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. Here we have something very mighty. In the first chapter of Joshua, we read, the Lord God spoke to him, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Be courageous, be strong. And what happened? The revealed word for Moses was in the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the Covenant was the most important for Joshua. And Joshua placed the Ark of the Covenant upon the shoulders of the Levites. And with the Ark of the Covenant, with a promise for the promised land, they went out. And the day came to its end. The sun set, the moon came up, and the battle was not finished yet. And Joshua, ordained by God and commissioned to do that, what he promised, he looks up and he said, Sun, stand still. Moon, stand still. And the Holy Scripture says, a whole day passed, and Joshua could have the victory with the people of Israel over their enemies.
And if we then
read in Isaiah that the Lord once more will rise, yes, where and when? There, where the revealed word, where the Ark of the Covenant, where the Word of God with all the promises has found its place, there, where it was preached on by the commission of God, there the Lord will give the confirmation by His grace. And that's what we are waiting for. And we are waiting not in vain. If you think about how often Brother Branham write this word from Zechariah 14 mentioned, there shall come a day, it shall not be bright and not be dark, but at evening time there shall be light. In general, it becomes dark at evening time. But when the Lord completes His work, then it happens. The sun stands still where it is, remains where it is, and the moon also. God wants to encourage us. He wants to tell us, my people, my blood-bought flock, I started and I will finish. And as sure as we believe God with all our hearts, that we in this period of time have been brought back to the beginning. And let me say this, just briefly, let me say it. It hurts a bit. But already in the days of the apostles, there were false teachings and false teachers. And the winds were blowing there and there. And Paul had to write, do not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And in particular, in 2 Timothy, chapter 4, the time would come where they would not endure the sound doctrine. And if we then look into church history, what happened after the times of the apostles, under Polycarp, what happened? What happened under Irenaeus? What happened under Martin? All of them, they wanted to do their part, and they wanted to keep what they believed. But then came the falling away, and then came the 1,000 years, the most terrible 1,000 years until the Reformation. And if we have read history, brothers and sisters, it really hurts. It hurts. Because people left God and His Word. They presented their own ideas, their own dogmas, and creeds they erected. But then, since the Reformation, and already before that, beginning with Zinzendorf, with Huss, and who they were, then came Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, all came to it. And from that time on, also this, Brother Brenner mentions, time and again, from that time on, biblical truths, more and more, they were included into the proclamation. Every revival went deeper and deeper into the Word. And then came the Pentecostal movement with the restoration of the gifts of the Spirit. Yes. And then, as Brother Branham emphasized so clearly, but after that came the restoration of the Word, the original foundation became clear. Everything was put away, as we are reported, as Elijah done it. He rebuilt the altar of the Lord, and only then he placed the sacrifice on it, and then he prayed. What it's all about today to me is that we recognize what God promised for this period of time. Brothers and sisters, and let us say it openly and freely, all the reformers, they were great men of God at their times. Martin Luther, John Wesley, John Smith, all these were men of God whom God used in their time for revival meetings. And if it speaks of Zinzendorf, it's reported how they came together for prayer meetings, how the Spirit of God gave gifts. The Spirit of God was at work, but all of them, they remained in the traditions, in the doctrines. They didn't receive any correction. And therefore, we just have to say, in the plan of salvation of God, it is about the promises. I ask you to receive this now. For instance, in the days of John the Baptist, there were, of course, many scribes, enough Pharisees. All existed, what you can think of. The Torah. There was the services, Sabbath, the sacrifices, everything. But then, when the time was fulfilled, God watched over His Word and fulfilled the promise from Isaiah 40, verse 3, and Malachi 3, verse 1. A voice cries in the wilderness. All had the Torah. All were singing psalms. But here was a man sent from God, a promised prophet who would prepare the way for the Lord. And the same, brothers and sisters, applies for our time. Was Billy Graham not a fine evangelist? Already in 1949, together with Brother Branham, they were in Los Angeles together. He was so blessed that he also started his ministry. Also not all the other evangelists, Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne, Maurice Cerullo. Yes, all the list could be listed. But the difference is that one, that God has given a promise before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, that He would send a prophet like Elijah, who would restore all things. And that's what's all about. All the others, they have their place. But the promise which God has given to His people, to His own people, is only ordained for them. And they can believe it and receive it by faith. And all the others, they bypass it. Therefore, brothers and sisters, one can say of a certainty, whoever is part of the bride church will hear the call of the bridegroom. He will feel that also Brother Branham didn't speak in his own name, but that he spoke in the commission, by the commission of God, bringing the biblical message. All the biblical truths about Godhead, water baptism, Lord's Supper, election. In fact, everything was revealed. And we have come out from all confusion. We have been brought back to the original. Just back to the divine document, back to that what God said at the beginning, and that what was taught from the very beginning. And therefore, we can say of a certainty, whoever hears now the voice of the Lord, and we all know, and I hope that all believe it, what was said on the 11th of June 1933. 87 years have passed when the Lord has given the commission to bring the message which would forerun the second coming of Christ. And here, Brother Branham says, with emphasis, referred to himself, he said, not that I would forerun the second coming of Christ, but the message will forerun the second coming of Christ. And that's what it's all about today. That all coming out from all the confusion and deception, being sanctified in the word of truth, being settled, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Yes, everything was revealed. Also the seven seals, very clear. We wrote about it in books, in circulars, up to that what happens after the rapture. And I say it now to all brothers, worldwide, stop to discuss. Stop to interpret. Just believe as it is written. If it is written that the two witnesses will have a ministry of 1,260 days, then it's 3.5 years. And if then the covenant will be broken, and if then it is written in Revelation 11 that the temple will stand and will be measured, but the things around it shall not be measured, because it will be again trodden down 42 months of the Gentiles. Trodden down. These are the last 3.5 years. In the first 3.5 years, the two prophets proclaim from Jerusalem the holy word. They proclaim the 144,000 will be sealed. But in the second period, in the last 3.5 years, the great tribulation and Jerusalem once again will be trodden down by the Gentiles for 3.5 years. Who can bypass this? And now the big dispute in Africa, a big dispute how long the wedding supper will take place. Dear brothers, be sure that you and your listeners are participators of the wedding supper. This is the most important, and we all know it will be 7 years. And then the Lord comes according to Revelation 19 down. I was asked to mention this. And I hope that all brothers worldwide once again read the Bible. Not only the sermons of Brother Branham. Brother Branham not always said everything at once. One has to go from here to there. Right now, as now, in Revelation 7, the sealing of the 144,000 is reported. In Revelation 11, it speaks of that the two prophets will have their ministry. Not everything is written right there where we would like to have it. But the Spirit of God knows precisely where it belongs. In Revelation 7, just that the 144,000 will be sealed. And in the second part, the Great Tribulation. And also there, a multitude will remain who will wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. And Ezra said, everything is written down so wonderfully. It just needs to be a divine reverence and respect before the Word of God. It must be. Now, let us come briefly back to that, what we read from Isaiah 28. For as on Mount Perazim, the Lord shall rise up. Hallelujah! We are children of promise. We believe the promise. And as written at the end, he will do his work and his act, his strange act, he will bring to pass. The redemption work he started, and he will also complete it. As the natural creation he started, and he also completed it. And that Joshua, the man of God, let us say it once again, who was together with Moses, who knew the land, whom God commissioned to continue the ministry after Moses, to conquer the land of promise. And in that moment, the extraordinary happened. Brothers and sisters, we are counting with it that unusual things will take place. The Lord God is on the plan, on the throne. And the sisters, they have sung it in the song. Even I don't know the way, you know it. And then in the second stanza, your plan is ready and lies here. Just believe me, God watches over his own promises and over his people which believes his promises. And when the time of fulfillment has come, everything will happen as it is reported here and as it were foretold that it would take place. Not just the two scriptures to confirm and to emphasize, brothers and sisters, that it's very important that in the Spirit and in the truth that we worship, not just saying something, but that we worship in the Spirit and in truth. I read from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, John 4, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. This is in opposition to that what is written in John 15. Here, in the word of John 4, the true worshippers will worship God in the Spirit and in truth. In John 15, verse 8 and 9, our Lord says,
dieses Volk ehrt mich nur mit den Lippen.
These people honor me just with the lips, but their heart is far away from me. Matthew 15. Not to judge, but whoever is not settled in the Word of God is not in the will of God. We can only be in the will of God if we are in the Word of God. Then verse 9, Matthew 15, verse 9, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Is this not the case everywhere? Traditions of men, dogmas, creeds of men, and all what goes with it. And the Lord has to say to them, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Brothers and sisters, you can go from church to church, from denomination to denomination. All have their statements of faith, their teachings. And most of them at the entrance. One can read it right at the entrance, what they believe. And they just believe what their founders decided. They don't care about the rest of the Holy Scripture. As it was then, when our Lord walked this earth, and His precious people Israel, with all their high priests and scribes, and what was it? They were singing their psalms. They were praying their prayers. Everything bypassing God. Because they bypassed what happened at that time according to the plan of salvation. Brothers and sisters, we have lessons over lessons. May God give us grateful hearts, really, to give Him the glory for it that we have come out from all teachings of men, out from all interpretations, have been taken out, having been kept away from it. Because as far as I remember, we have, from the very beginning, we only believed what is really written in the Bible. And this will remain like this until the end. Let us summarize what we wanted to say here today. God has a plan with the church, a plan with a blood-bought multitude. He has a right to it. He paid the price for it. We are not ourselves anymore. We belong to the Lord. But now, it is really necessary that we make our personal experiences of salvation, the inner renewing, the new birth, the filling with the Holy Ghost, that God's Word and all of the counsel of God can make the beginning here. And then going on until we will experience the mighty experience that the Lord will rise up, giving the latter rain. And as Brother Branham has seen it, that then miracles and wonders will take place, that we have not to pray a long time, but that we just speak it out, whatever shall take place. And it will take place, that we are so under the leading of the Holy Spirit that God's holy working can be manifested, and so that the Word is confirmed, and that we will experience similar things as Joshua experienced. Son, stand thou still. Such a day was never before like this. And until today, it was not here before. And such a day, which the Lord ordained to complete His work, it didn't exist before and will not exist after. It will be a special period of time. Short, but very mighty, as promised to us in the Word. May all be blessed worldwide. May all be strengthened in the faith. It's not mine or Brother Branham's work or the work of Paul, but it's the work of God, the church of the firstborn, brothers and sisters. God has given us grace, and we may bring this last message as the last call into all the world. It's 55 years now. 55 years have passed. 1964, I made my first missionary trip to India. When I remember all these years, God has opened doors and hearts on all continents, and has given grace that His precious and holy Word and revealed Word, everlasting Word, could be preached. Let us also say this once again. Here we have a testament, a divine document. And the Lord said, this is the New Testament, the New Covenant in My blood. And we are the New Testament Church, the Church of the living God. The blood of the covenant was shed, and the word of the covenant, God revealed it to us, because we are the children of promise. And everything what God ordained for us, we believe, and we will experience it by His grace. May the Lord God give it to us. That we can agree with John 4 and not with Matthew 15, where people are believing creeds, church doctrines, bypassing and speaking around God. But may we belong to those to whom the truth was revealed, so that we are worshipping God in spirit and in truth, giving Him the glory. May all ministering brethren worldwide be blessed. Stop with discussions which only cause divisions. Believe every word of God as it is written, because together we want to experience the completion and to be part of when the Lord completes His work. One thing is sure, where are discussions, where are the disputes, there the people didn't yet recognize what God is now doing. There, where the Lord is at work, there are no discussions anymore, no disputes anymore. There it is being believed, there it is being experienced. May the Lord bless us all from the riches of His grace. Amen. May all stand up everywhere. We will thank the Lord together. Lord Almighty God, our hearts are really touched to thank You, for great things You have done for us. We thank You for Your precious and holy word. We thank You for Your plan of salvation. We thank You that You will complete Your work of redemption with Your people, and we expect it in our time. And we thank You once again for the ministry of Brother Branham, for the divine call and confirmation. And we thank You that You will confirm Your word in all who believe it, and all will make their experiences of salvation up to the baptism in the Holy Spirit, up to the sealing unto the day of our bodily redemption. To You, the only God, be the glory and the praise in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.